Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
If I was to ask you what a sound looks like, I wonder what you'd say. How would you put it down on paper if someone asked you to represent your baby's laugh or maybe your beloved dog's bark? You might not know where to start, but my next guest does, because she's actually got a business called Sound Lines, which transforms audio into art. It's a very warm welcome to Kelly Brownell. Lovely to have you on the show today, Kelly. Welcome.
Thanks, Papa. Thanks so much. Thank you for having me.
It's a great, great pleasure. I'm just so intrigued by this story. Kelly, I mean, I edit sound almost every week, so I know full well you can represent it visually. It looks like a sound wave with peaks and troughs. But it's one thing to look at that and play with it on the screen. How do you turn that into a work of art, let alone a bespoke work of art that is beautiful and elegant?
Yeah, so maybe just to summarize exactly what we do, because people do get a bit confused. So we're an online business, and we essentially transform any song or sound into gallery quality wall art. And yes, Papa, because of your job, you might realize this, that, you know, sound can be visually represented as well. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the visual of every sound is completely unique. And so that is what we do. We create pieces that are unique and bespoke to each order, because each order is centered around the audio that the customer is providing to us.
I'm totally intrigued about what inspired you to start this kind of business, Kelly.
So my husband and I have always loved art and music. And we were just taken by this idea that every sound has its own unique, beautiful visual, really. And so we started to play with that idea, and 8 months later, here we are. The tagline for our business is a story on your wall.
Yeah.
And originally, you know, when we came up with the concept and then we launched the business, we thought that it would be really, the orders would be mostly around meaningful songs. So customers would send in songs that held meaning for them.
Yes.
But actually what's quite interesting is our customers have taken us on quite a different journey, because now we get all sorts of audio. We get voice notes, ultrasounds, cats meowing, dogs barking, children laughing. And so it's an amazing privilege and really very fulfilling to create what's essentially these deeply personal pieces for people.
I mean, I love some of the stories you shared with me, Kelly. Without obviously indicating who these people are, you've got one that was gifted to somebody in recognition of their surviving an airplane crash. Won't you tell us a little bit about that piece?
Yeah, so, I mean, if your listeners are interested, they really should go look at our Instagram page. We're soundlines_SA. And because we do feature a lot of the stories behind our orders, obviously with the permission of the customer, because it is so intimate and personal, I'm convinced there's a Humans of New York style book in here somewhere. But the example that you're talking about is, yeah, we got a voice note, a man's voice saying, I believe in miracles because I am one. And we created the piece, and the piece was commissioned by a man who was gifting this voice note in the form of a sound line to his brother on his brother's birthday, his first birthday, a year after he survived this insane airplane crash.
Oh, what a story. And I mean, obviously, I think every parent or expectant parent will relate to the idea of that first time you hear your baby's heartbeat, and being able to transform that into something you could gift the parent is gorgeous. We've tweeted some photographs, by the way, for those who want to be able to visualize the concept. And one of our listeners already responding to say, I've just looked at your Twitter page and seen how amazing these artworks look. So different, and a really good talking piece in your home. I mean, that's the thing. It's totally unique. Somebody's going to walk into your lounge and say, what on earth is that? You tell them the story and you know, you've broken the ice on their first visit. I mean, is that what you're hoping for, Kelly?
Totally. I mean, that's it. You know, our goal is to help people memorialize meaningful moments, you know, and those can be deeply sad moments that are maybe too triggering to listen to the audio, but you still want that memory there, or they're joyful moments. But that's exactly it. It's a story on your wall.
And I've just got to mention two of the other stories that are shared on the Insta platform. I mean, there is the woman who created a piece of audio art for her husband for Father's Day, the sound of their child saying Dada for the first time. I mean, what a memory to hold on to. Kelly, who needs a bronze shoe when you can have that? And then I also, I mean, I'm sure pet lovers will relate to wanting to capture the bark or the meow or the tweet on their wall. But this other one I thought was gorgeous. As you've said, sometimes the actual song itself might be too triggering. You've made turned a home video into an art piece for somebody where a piece of music was central to the story. Won't you just briefly share that one with us?
Yes, so we got a video. It was a home video of a young man playing the guitar like a 5/5 jam, and a beautiful, hauntingly beautiful song that he was singing. And he passed away. He was killed in a motorbike accident, and so his friends sent us the piece, and we created it into a sound line for them, and they now have it in their entrance hallway to memorialize this friend that they deeply miss. But it's too triggering, it's too hard to listen to the song. We're privileged to have made that piece for them as well.
You've just reminded me, Kelly, my favorite all-time movie is The Big Blue. And there's a scene in that film where a woman steals the page off the heart monitor that's been monitoring the man's heartbeat through a science experiment and takes it away with her to remember him by, because she's fallen in love with him without telling him. And I remember the music that goes with it is called Remembering a Heartbeat. I mean, it's the same concept here. It's saying immortalize, find a way of holding onto a precious memory in just a different way. So let's talk about how you actually connect with you and how much it costs to do this. Kelly, can you give us a ballpark figure on the price of one of these works of art?
Sure. So they start at $7.99, and then it really does depend what you choose. So maybe let me quickly explain how it works. So it's super simple. You go onto our website, it's soundlines.co.za. You go and look at all, we have loads of different designs. You look at the designs, choose what you'd like, and then you choose your finish. So do you want it printed on paper with a black steel frame? Would you like it on brushed white metal? Would you like it on acrylic perspex? And that's where the price point differential comes in. And you choose your size, A3, A2, or A1. You upload your audio, so whether it's a voice note or a video, or you just pop in the link to the song that you'd like. We get the order. And then we actually have a design team that works on the order. So that's another thing just to mention. A lot of people think that this is a bot or software that's spitting it out. It's not. It's a highly skilled designer who's applying themselves to create your bespoke piece of art. And then you get an electronic version of your artwork to sign off and approve, just to check that you're happy with it. Okay. And then it goes to production. And I'd also just like to mention that our production partner is Orms. So Capetonians should be very well aware of Orms. So that is how we're essentially able to guarantee gallery quality art without the price tag.
And they offer fantastic service, so that's very reassuring indeed. Kelly, I hope you're going to get new orders off the back of this interview, because I can see from the likes and the comments coming through on our various platforms that people are not just intrigued, but really responding to the emotion of the concept, if I can put it like that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
You've hit on something really different, and I hope that it takes off and grows legs. Thank you so much for telling us about
it and joining us
today.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see your order in the inbox soon.
Now I've got to think about what I want memorialized. Indeed, I wish I had captured a memory of my bulldog Shella barking, Kelly. I would have loved to have had her on my wall as I walked in. I have got her as a painting, but I would have loved to have had her voice next door. I wonder if we can try and find a home video to remedy that. Kelly Brownell, you might be hearing from me soon. Kelly is one of the founders of Soundlines. Could somebody ask you please to confirm the contact details, because they want to look you up? The website is soundlines.co.za, and on Instagram they are soundlines_SA. So if you can't find them, just pop me an email, pippah@capetalk.co.za, and I'll gladly connect you with Kelly and her team. I think it's something different. It's going to be a real talking point in your house, and I love the creativity behind it. Maybe I'm tickled by it because I work with sound and appreciate the beauty of the sound wave. Does that sound corny? I think it's a really cool idea, though.